This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Reagan Mertz, here with your top stories this Wednesday. Garfield County is filing an injunction against the city of Glenwood Springs over the South Bridge project. The lawsuit asked the Garfield County District Court to determine whether Glenwood Springs is required to comply with a 1041 land use application, which requires county approval. It also asserts the city has no legal authority over the portion of the project that crosses Jackson Ranch in unincorporated Garfield County. The county says the ranch dedicated a portion of its property to the Aspen Valley Land Trust in a conservation easement and has not consented to any application. The lawsuit asked for the court to stop any construction within unincorporated Garfield County until it makes a decision. The city has maintained that it's only required to file a location and extent form, another type of land use application, but the county also claims that Glenwood Springs submitted an incomplete location and extent form earlier this month. In a county meeting on Monday, Garfield County Attorney Heather Beatty said the county will send a list of deficiencies to the city later this week. Commissioners voted unanimously to file for the injunction. Glenwood Springs has signed a contract with the company Axon to replace its automatic license plate cameras. This comes after the city received pushback on its Flock cameras over data privacy concerns. Eleanor Bennett reports that some residents are still worried about the new contract.
Glenwood stopped sharing information from its license plate readers earlier this year after outside agencies searched the city's Flock database for immigration reasons. At a public safety event last week, the city's deputy police chief, John Hassel, said this policy wouldn't change under the new contract.
There will be no question as to we will be the only ones that have this information. We do not share it with anybody unless it's court required.
The contract would also replace existing body cameras and include new technology like drones and an AI tool to help write police reports. Hassel said it will save money and improve investigations and emergency response. But local resident Katia Galumbo still has concerns. She worries the technology could harm public trust and stop people from moving about freely.
Feeling like you're being watched might make someone decide not to go to a protest, not to go to the library to look up specific information, not to go to a specific health clinic.
The town of Basalt is also considering a contract with Axon for license plate cameras, and Columbus and other residents have met with several local police departments that use similar technology to voice their concerns. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Tickets to summer events in Aspen can be thousands of dollars, but the Aspen Institute is offering free public events throughout the summer to coincide with the Aspen Ideas Festival, the Aspen Security Forum, and more. The first event will kick off Aspen's Food & Wine Classic weekend with celebrity chef Bobby Flay. He'll give a talk about the evolution of American cuisine tomorrow. Next month, in honor of America's 250th, speakers will discuss liberal education, self-government, and the future of the republic by using foundational texts in American history. And to close out the summer, behavioral sciences will take the stage in a discussion with experts on how to live life to the fullest with little to no regrets. All lectures will be held at Pepke Auditorium on the Aspen Institute campus. Advance registration is now open. The Little Red Schoolhouse in Snowmass Village is breaking ground on an expansion project today. The Little Red Schoolhouse is the only childcare provider in Snowmass. It typically serves around 24 children a year. By constructing a second building, the expansion will nearly triple the schoolhouse's capacity. Once complete, it'll accommodate up to 60 children. The project will also include new playgrounds and additional parking. In regional news, a judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore exhibits at national parks. As Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, they were removed under an executive order to eliminate negative portrayals of American history.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has ordered the government to restore the signs within 3 weeks, accusing the administration of attempting to rewrite the nation's history with a whiteout pen. Conservation and historical groups sued after the Interior Department targeted hundreds of exhibits on climate change, civil rights, and diverse communities. According to the lawsuit, officials removed a sign at Grand Teton National Park about an explorer who participated in the massacre of Native Americans. and one at the Grand Canyon explaining how the federal government claimed tribal land to create the park. Another sign at Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in Colorado about a family's ownership of enslaved people was also flagged for removal. In a statement, the Interior Department says the order came from a Biden-appointed judge and that it's looking at options for appeal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
In Colorado, a sign at Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site describing a family's ownership of enslaved people and another describing the forced removal of a native tribe have been flagged for removal. U.S. states are slowly passing policies to address mental health struggles, which up to 1 in 5 new moms face. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, states in our region are lagging behind.
Wyoming was in a 3-way tie for last place nationwide in the Policy Center for Maternal Mental Health's new annual report card. It got a D+, well below the national average of C. Researcher Caitlin Murphy says the state lacks specialty therapists, treatment, paid leave, and child care.
A lot of times mental health gets forgotten because there is so much to address related to maternity care more generally.
Like rural hospitals closing. Murphy says states can make a difference in mental health by creating specific task forces and upping the numbers of psychiatrists and therapists. She says states could also follow Colorado and Utah's lead, which got a C+ and C respectively. They've invested in treatment facilities and screening programs. Arizona also got a C, New Mexico a D+, and Nevada a D. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
In statewide news, two women were rescued from a technical climbing route known as a Via Ferrata in Telluride on Saturday night. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The San Miguel Sheriff's Office says the women were from out of state and had never attempted a Via Ferrata before. The route includes narrow ledges and steel rungs hundreds of feet off the ground. They were unable to descend the rock wall themselves, so rescuers rappelled them down. Telluride opened Colorado's first Via Ferrata in 2006. Many more have since opened up. Experts recommend novices hire a guide, but there's still inherent risk. Last year, a guide died at the Ferrata in Idaho Springs. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Birth rates in Colorado have been falling more slowly than the rest of the nation. Fertility rates in the U.S. have fallen by about 16% since 2007. In Colorado, the decline is closer to 8%. Neil Marquez is Colorado's interim demographer.
A lot of that is due to the fact that who Colorado attracts is young working-age individuals who end up staying, making lives here, having kids here, forming families here.
The U.S. fertility rate started falling about 2 decades ago, in part, Marquez says, due to the recession that began in late 2007. Marquez says another reason for the decline is the wider use of long-acting reversible contraceptives among 15 to 24-year-olds. Denver ranks dead last among major cities when it comes to getting workers back to the office. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has the details from a new report.
Office attendance in Denver is down 48% from 2019. That's according to data provider Placer.ai, which tracks office attendance in U.S. cities. That puts Denver in last place among the 11 cities featured in a May report. San Francisco is leading cities in the short term, driven by the boom in AI. But all cities still have fewer workers in the office compared to before the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Holly Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Michael Finelli and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host, Reagan Mertz. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.